Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back. Over the past few weeks, I've been diving into the essence of what makes your agency unique and irresistible to your ideal clients. We've explored the who, delving deep into your agency's personality and identity. The what, identifying precisely what your ideal clients are seeking and the challenges they face. And the why, articulating your agency's purpose and why you stand out as the premier choice for your clients. Today, we're tying it all together. I'm going to cover how to position your agency's unique differentiator effectively within the funnel I teach in Leadflow Sprint, my 12-week consulting program for creative agencies. Ideally today, you'll get actionable strategies to attract your ideal clients and compel them to choose you. You're listening to Espresso, a podcast series from Caffeine that delves into how we grow our creative agencies. I'm Charlotte Ellis-Maldery. I'm a new business and marketing consultant with over 18 years of experience with leading London agencies. Before we get started, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a system for generating consistent leads? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, and you definitely should. I want to talk to you about how you're managing it. I found that setting up your agency with tools for automation can accelerate leads to your agency and save you time. That's how I help my clients. And you can find out how I can help your agency drive business and save time by going to caffeine.club. That's caffeen.club. I'm going to have more information in the show notes. You can find a link right down below this episode, wherever you listen to it. Okay, now for today's episode. So we have covered the who, the what, and the why. But the really powerful part comes when you bring all of these elements together in a clear marketing campaign that I'm going to call your lead generation funnel. And, just on that note, before we move forward, lead generation, funnel, these are terms that are more commonly used in online business and aren't as familiar for agencies, potentially. Simple way to say, or shorthand to say, lead generation funnel is the system by which you make your agency visible to people you want to work with and you draw them closer to you to the point where they book a chemistry call with you. That is what we're talking about. And the concept of funnel is that you're not having to do much manual work around that. We're systemizing it. So it happens on your behalf in the background. So this is where you get noticed, top of funnel, and then leave an impression with your initial message, offer value with your helpful resource, and then stay in touch with your nurture sequence. So the first part we mentioned there was helping creating a helpful resource. The first part of differentiating your agency is turning the what into a tangible asset that addresses a key problem or desire that your ideal clients have. This could be a pre-recorded presentation. It could be a book, an ebook, a private podcast, an animation, some kind of PDF, a checklist. For agencies, I've seen great success with ebooks, frankly. And it's also a great way to position your expertise and your brand. So your ebook can eventually become a print book that your ideal clients could hold in their hands, leaving a real impression. And just while we're on that note, really interestingly and timely, yesterday I took a look through my stats on Amazon. So I actually, as the thing that I use, the helpful resource I use to draw leads into my agency, my business rather, and if you're listening to this podcast, likely you got your hands on this yourself, is a book that's called Client Magnet, and it details 97 of the ways tools and strategies that I have used successfully within agencies and when supporting agencies in order to help them win new business. And if you don't have a copy of that already and you're listening to this, then I really recommend you go grab it. If you're not getting the link in the advert, and I'm not sure which one we're running right now when you're listening to this, then it's super easy. You can go to caffeine.club/book, nice and simple, and you can grab a copy there free of charge. But that book is also available on Amazon, what's called Amazon Print on Demand. So that means if somebody buys it, Amazon will literally print it on demand and send it to them. And yesterday, so I literally published it on Amazon because part of my marketing strategy for launching the book was getting enough traffic to it that became a bestseller for at least 2 weeks, possibly longer. I wasn't keeping track of the stats after that point within my particular category. And that allowed me to then market the book by saying, this is a bestseller, which it honestly was. It had been a bestseller and I had screenshots to prove that. So that was the whole reason that I put it on Amazon Print on Demand in the first place. And also because people were asking me for an Audible version and a Kindle version. And what's really interesting to me is that I have not been actively directing traffic to Amazon at all. And yet when I went on there yesterday, because I noticed I was getting royalties in my bank account from Amazon, I went on there yesterday and I realized that 113 people have ordered a physical copy of that book. And that is something that I had never even been promoting. I've only ever been directing people to Amazon to grab a Kindle copy of the book because it's available at 99 pence on there. If you really want to download a Kindle version, then you can go grab Client Magnet on Amazon. But yeah, that was fascinating to me. And what I've also noticed, because we talked here about your ebook could eventually become a print book and your ideal clients could hold it in their hands and it leaves a real impression. I talk a lot about this, but there's something about being the author of a physical book that immediately elevates your perception in the eyes of people who want to work with you. And also in your competitors' eyes, not that that isn't important, but it's true. It does happen. And I've seen the result of that. The nature of the kind of conversations that I've had with clients, with prospective clients has changed. It feels like in some ways the power has shifted and it feels like people are grateful that I've given them my time rather than vice versa, which let's face it is probably one of the things that most of us dislike about sales conversations. It feels like, how to put this, they're doing us a favor by giving us their time in order to introduce them to our product. That has completely shifted. So when I say leaving a real impression, if that sounds appetizing to you, if you'd prefer to feel less sleazy on a phone call, an initial chemistry call, I could really recommend being a book author. It costs way less than you expect it to. And it does make a real impression that I think is, yeah, wildly different to the amount of time and energy and money investment that goes into it. So, and it has longevity too. Anyhow, that's a complete aside, just because I checked Amazon royalties yesterday and really pleasantly surprised me. So then on our third point around this is a great way to find an angle for your helpful resources by beginning with brainstorming potential titles. Imagine what your client, what your ideal client would seek out in a bookstore. What covers would attract their attention? What would they spend their money on to learn? You're going to take that and then offer it to them free of charge in exchange for their email. That is the concept of what we're creating. We call it generous resource, a helpful resource. It's also called the lead magnet in online marketing. And that is what my book is. So whether you want to learn from it or whether you just want to understand what it looks like and what is entailed in it, you can go grab a copy of that book, caffeine.club/book, to understand more about that. So integrating your agency's personality. Another part of your resource is ensuring that your who shines through in your helpful resource. So you want them to remember you. It's not just about what problem you solve. It's also about the way you talk about that problem. This is why it's really important to take the time to really identify your agency voice and your identity so that it can really shine through. The more human you are, and I think this bears repeating, I know it said it in the last episode, the more human you are, the more likely people are to identify with you. If you talk using jargon, you're going to feel like the more jargon you use, the more formal you sound, the less first person you're talking in. It's going to feel more removed. It's not going to feel as tangible. It's not going to feel as accessible. Clients often ask me, how do I just write normally? Like I'm writing to a human. And honestly, the way I write is by always thinking, you know, when I'm writing or speaking, I think about addressing a friend who I respect. That's what I do. And it comes across as human. And that was advice I was given a long time ago. And I think it really works. So I would bear that in mind as well when you are, after you've identified your agency voice and identity, and then allow that to shine through with that sense of humanity, honestly, rather than putting the client on a pedestal and then talking at them in very formal language. So then the third part is crafting outreach messages. Then you get your helpful resource in front of new business with a very concise but very compelling outreach message. And you want to make this strong, personalized connection with potential leads. In Lead Flow Sprint, this is a key step that we help you to refine until you have a connection message that you can use over and over again on autopilot, literally automated, without sounding impersonal or salesy. The next part we help you with is designing an email sequence. So then you develop a sequence that continues to provide value, showcases your expertise, and nurtures leads down the funnel. So again, just a reminder, funnel just means everything from, it's the know, like, and trust process, basically, the point at which they book a chemistry call and it becomes a live new business opportunity. So this is what we call your nurture sequence, and it is delivered via email. So your emails, like your helpful resource, continue to offer value based on the who, the what, and the why. It's your chance to connect, tell great stories, share incredible case studies, and invite your ideal clients to connect with you further. And in Lead Flow Sprint, we have templates and an entire class on developing your sequence. You then get to work with my conversion copywriter to refine that copy before it goes live. A couple of points in this huge area of, for many, many different reasons, partially because there's a much greater rate of dyslexia within the creative industries than amongst the wider population. But there are many other reasons why often copywriting feels like a really difficult hurdle to get over for a lot of agency leaders and the people I work with at Caffeine, honestly. And we have tried to break that barrier down and make it much easier and much simpler by bringing on board my wonderful conversion copywriter to help you resolve that, to help you get over the line, to give you everything you possibly she possibly can so that you can get something with your own voice out into the world, something that is of value and use, and it doesn't become this massive block that you're just not able to complete. Like I said, there's a reason we've done that. Prior to her being involved in the business, this was a big bone of contention with a lot of clients. They just couldn't do the writing. And yes, I do copywriting for clients on occasion, and I have done a lot in the past when I've been an agency. But the reality is the vast majority of my clients, they don't have the budget to be able to have somebody doing that on an ongoing basis for them. So we've created a system by which you can get over those hurdles of copywriting far easier than you will be able to on your own with the templates, the structures, and the support that we offer you. So something else that's really important to bear in mind here is that often when we use the word content creation, content creation, it feels like clients want to run for the hills. And quite frankly, I do as well as a business owner. But the reality is, if you're creating one piece of content, you're then able to share that across multiple platforms. So we're asking you to create emails, but by creating those emails, you have the opportunity to reframe them and then be able to use them across other marketing methods as well. Be that, well, as you can see here, I'm doing a podcast episode, be it a blog post, be it a social media post, be it a LinkedIn newsletter, which is something we're experimenting with a lot within our business in order to get best practices that we can take to our clients, because we're seeing great success rates with that right now, even in ads that you might use in the future. So it's not something you do. And it, as I said in a previous episode, I'm really big on recycling. And by that, I mean not creating brand new stuff for the sake of it. A lot of us have really interesting content that can be repurposed for the sake of an email sequence. And then once we've repurposed it through the lens of all the factors we help you to resolve in Lead Flow Sprint, you know, understanding who you are, who, what you stand for, who you work with, what you offer them. Once we get it really, really resonating, so it actually means something, you know, this is copy that actually has an impact on the people who are reading it, encourages them to take action, we can then deploy it across other platforms as well, because there are very, very few agencies who have a team of marketers and new business people able to create these kind of assets. And at risk of laboring the point, I'm working with a new business strategist at the moment. It's a fascinating experience. And she said something to me that I already knew to be true, but it was great to hear it from her, because she's an expert in this field, is that you actually only need to create a year's content, because then you can just recycle it after that point. Maybe you tweak it slightly, but largely you can just share the same thing again and again. And she was talking exclusively on social media. But I think if you are in your content, you are dissecting and dealing with perennial issues, so stuff that isn't really trend-based and you know it's going to still be important a year and 5 years from now, then actually it bears repeating. And actually either people never read it in the first place, even if they clocked it, or they could do with reading it again in a year's time. So actually, you only need to do this for 1 year. Like it's not an infinite process. And I found that very liberating hearing that. So then another thing we help you to do is update your LinkedIn profile. So remember that 80%+ of people will do their research on you before they invest in new business. So after you've done your outreach and you've gotten your helpful resource to those people, you want to ensure that what your potential clients look up when it comes to you is well up to date. And you also get to use LinkedIn in a really powerful way as a platform to share your helpful resources and attract leads. I have a very specific secret sauce strategy around this that takes a lot of the pressure off you and stops you having to reach out manually every single time, which is an experience that I found a lot of clients who come to me when we have our initial call have either done that in the past or they're doing it right now. And it's been either been so draining, they abandoned it, or they're doing it and they feel like they're losing the will to live. So don't worry, we take care of that. Once we figure out what's working, we then allow you to put that on autopilot so you can focus on other areas of your new business and marketing. And just as we touched on there, we automate the process. There are a lot of specific tools and systems for automating your lead generation process. It's a lot to get into one episode, and we do offer you more direct support in Lead Flow Sprint. Automation is really critical to scaling. At some point, you have to allow technology into your business to elevate your reach. And it would be nearly impossible to do everything manually and still grow and serve clients. Automation systems enable you to maintain consistency and focus on creative work. And even if you did have an entire new business and marketing team, honestly, automation systems are a no-brainer because it eliminates any resistance you might have around outreach. And we all have it. It's human. It doesn't feel natural to a lot of people, even if that's in their job title. And the other huge area that it eliminates is human error. And trust me, when we're dealing with outreach at scale and really being intentional, ambitious about our new business outreach, it's really easy for things to get missed. It's really easy for mistakes to happen. Honestly, automation eliminates that because we're talking about technology here that just does it on your behalf based on a number of factors, based on an algorithm, based on code. So our conclusion today is around the power of positioning. Always position your agency's unique differentiator whilst also helping your potential clients to feel seen. Hint, the best unique differentiator statements always make people feel seen. Your outreach message, your LinkedIn profile, your follow-up emails, your helpful resource should all incorporate your positioning. So at this point, if this all sounds good to you and you just want to find out how to do it, you want to put it into practice, you want some support with it, then this is the point at which I really welcome you to come and take a look at Lead Flow Sprint. Join us in Lead Flow Sprint. And if you're wondering what on earth I'm talking about, Lead Flow Sprint is the fast track to attracting new agency clients to your company. It's our flagship service and we focus on results. Your new business strategies should be getting you high-level conversations with exactly the type of clients you want to work with. And that's our expertise. We've got decades of experience in the creative sector and we meticulously evaluate your current approach in Lead Flow Sprint and pinpoint the next most effective steps to bring in new clients sustainably. You're not just receiving advice. You're getting detailed, actionable strategy. Think of it like having me and my team in your back pocket to support you with your agency marketing. So within 90 days in the lead flow sprint, your agency will not only have refined a new business strategy, but it will also see it fully automated and in action. In lead flow sprint, I promise you are going to transform how you attract clients. You're going to shift from awkward sales pitches to forming meaningful partnerships with the ideal decision makers that you want to be working with. So it's going to free up your time to focus on what you do best, being creative, getting back to the work. That is what most people complain about when they first book a call with me. They're saying, we just want to get back to doing what we actually enjoy, doing the work, being creative. So, and in case you're wondering if this is the right fit for you, I'll tell you a bit about who we help. We help founders or top leaders of creative agencies who want to fill out their client roster and have a waiting list of potential clients to reach out to at any time. And when I say top leaders, you could be in a senior management role, a senior marketing role, senior business development role. You may be a marketing manager or someone more junior who just knows that they need support with this area and they don't have somebody to look up to. In that case, I really encourage you to look into it and consider bringing along the decision maker within your company to come and have a chat with us. So why is the time now? Well, you've already heard me talk over the course, if you're on my email list, especially over the course of the last month, about the effect that the recession is having on the agencies that I'm speaking to. And in addition to that, well, actually, because of that, what we're seeing on the following points is even more heightened. So the time is now because your typical pipeline of referrals and existing clients feels less sustainable, perhaps, or perhaps a client project is wrapping up and you're unsure where to go from there. Maybe you're ready to scale, never to feel over-dependent on any single client again. And perhaps it's just that you're feeling swamped and that marketing is always taking a back seat. So when business is slow, you just take any client that comes your way and you're still neglecting marketing. So it's catch 22. It might seem like quality, high-paying clients are becoming scarcer, which is something I'm hearing a lot right now. And instead, people are trying to barter, approaching you for larger scale projects with a much smaller budget. And the most vital aspect, your agency's creativity and your team's value feel stifled and unappreciated. So if any of those sound familiar, or maybe more than one, that's when we come in. It's time to reignite your creativity, rediscover your narrative, showcase your brilliant work in a more streamlined way to the kind of clients who bring in high-level inquiries, not just low-level investments. We start with a sprint to complete all of the most important steps in the first 90 days. And from there, you'll only commit 30 minutes a working day to your brand new powerful bespoke lead generation system. So if you know that you're ready for this investment, you can enroll now. You can go to caffeine.club/LFS. Or if you've got questions, we can discuss what makes the most sense for your agency. And if that sounds like it is the case for you, you can still go to that link and you'll find a link on there to book a call now. You'll see my diary in there and we can have a chat about what makes the most sense for your agency. So I'm signing off today's episode, hoping that you are going to take a first step into making a change in your agency's marketing and new business strategy, and that you're going to do it with our help. We really hope to see you in Lead Flow Sprint. Bye-bye. Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/LFS. F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.